Now, boys and girls, it's fallen on me this morning again to take up another word with you. And, you know, I'm beginning to wonder because last week Stevie Spence had a big word to do and it was a big, big, long word. And this week I've got a big, big, long word. I'm beginning to wonder, is the pastor passing on all these big, long words? But he hasn't. And there's a few more to come yet. But I want this morning, boys and girls, to look at this subject, justification. Now, boys and girls, whenever you get a big word like that, it's really hard to understand it. And you know, but many times in the Bible, and especially in the New Testament, we read of the word justified. And I thought to myself, well, I wonder what it means to be justified. And I thought, well, boys and girls, you've got to know me by now. And what do you think I did whenever I got a word I didn't understand? Well, away I went to the top shelf and I lifted down my big book. And I threw the pages across, boys and girls, and I came to the word justified. And do you know what the big book told me, boys and girls? The big book told me to be justified was to be free from blame or guilt. And I thought to myself, you know, that's a pretty good understanding of the word justified. But you know, I wasn't satisfied with that. And I know SM Live were keeping me going this morning about my big book. Well, boys and girls, I thought to myself, I have an even bigger book than that big book. And this even bigger book tells me what the words in the Bible mean. And I got it out, and guess what it said? The word justified that's used so many times in the New Testament. Guess what, boys and girls? The word justified means to be innocent. And as I thought about that, you know, that was very hard for me to understand because the Bible tells us this morning, boys and girls, that we aren't innocent. What does the Bible tell us, boys and girls? In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says this, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That doesn't mean that some have sinned, or those bad people that do bad things, they've sinned. The Bible's very clear, boys and girls. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you know, on a Thursday night, the boys and girls are also learning a verse in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, and it says this, "There is none righteous, no, not one person is righteous. For all, boys and girls, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now, I want to try and explain justified this morning to you, but I've brought something along with me this morning. And anybody tell me what this article is? I'll turn it around and let... I found this up on SM Live. These are very hard to get nowadays. Can anybody tell me what this is? Yes, Frank? It's a duster. Well, boys and girls, I want to tell you a little story about this duster. This duster reminds me of school. This duster, boys and girls, and I've been racking my brains since Friday. Why I lifted this duster? Because, boys and girls, in school, this duster didn't remind me of justification. It reminded me of judgment. This duster, boys and girls, has amazing aerodynamic properties. And whenever this duster came across the classroom, that was judgment, boys and girls. Or, listen, boys and girls, whenever this was slammed down on the desk, this meant crowd control as well. But I wonder why it brought to my memory justification. Well, boys and girls, what goes along with the duster is a little blackboard. And I've brought my little blackboard this morning. And what's our problem, boys and girls? The Bible tells us that all have sinned. Do you know, boys and girls, my little blackboard says that all have sinned. That's our problem. But you know, see, whenever I was a little boy, we used to sing a little chorus, and this is the way the little chorus tells us. It says, God has blotted them out. I'm happy and glad and free. God has blotted them out. I turn to Isaiah and see. Chapter 44, 22 and 3. He's blotted them out. And now I can shout, for that means me. Now, some of the grannies and grandas, that's getting me worried. Some of the grannies and grandas remember that. But I used to sing that whenever I was a little boy in the little Bible clubs and children's meeting. But you know, boys and girls, how can we be justified this morning? Well, whenever we trust the Lord Jesus, and whenever we ask him into our heart, what does God do with our sin? What does the verse tell us? It tells us, will I get it up here? It tells us in Isaiah, he blots them out. Look, see that duster? Blotting our sin out. Look at that, boys and girls. God can blot our sin completely out. You know, the Bible tells us that he has blotted out as a thick cloud our transgressions. Now, that big word just means our sins. You know, boys and girls, what a wonderful thing it is to have your sins blotted out. Boys and girls, how can we be justified? The Bible tells us that we are justified by faith. Faith in what, boys and girls? Faith in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus died on the cross and paid the price for your sin. And when you come to the Lord Jesus and trust in him, boys and girls, you can have your sin blotted out. And then, whenever God looks on us, he sees us without blame or guilt. Boys and girls, he sees us innocent. And do you know what, boys and girls? He sees us just if I'd never sinned. Are you justified this morning, boys and girls? Mums and dads, can you honestly say in your heart, yes, I'm justified because I have trusted God and believe in what the Lord Jesus has done